Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. Right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
And we are off on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios. And apparently we have a quarterback controversy down in Jacksonville with the Jaguars. We'll get to that. We'll get to that coming up. But coming up even, I guess, right around the corner, Tuesday night, right here in Kingsland, an event that the whole community has been waiting for. They're going to see a Jeff Heron coach Camden County Wildcat team on the field in the spring game Tuesday night, 6 o'clock.
It's going to be exciting down here to get back to your roots and get back to championship football in Camden County. You know, just a week ago on this show, Jason Bishop told everybody across these airwaves that Islands High School was a better team than Camden.
That's not what Jason Bishop said.
You had them ranked higher in your poll.
That doesn't mean that I think they're better.
Well, if everybody else thinks that, when you holler out a top 10 poll and you have teams ranked ahead of other teams, then, you know, naturally people assume that you think the other team's better.
I've explained the criteria in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings over and over and over, and I think everyone understands except for one person who sits across me in the studio.
I'm the voice of the people. So, you dug this hole. You'll have to get yourself out of it. Camden's going to be a good football team this year. Really good.
So I attended a couple of spring practices these past couple of weeks, and so what I saw, obviously, was just constant repetition, especially with the running backs and the linemen, about assignments for the wing T. They're going to run that guy. They're going to run the wing T, and it's going to be really interesting because I think there's a different dynamic with this Camden football team than maybe what Jeff Heron's had in the past running that wing T, where Camden was coming into spring with three really good top-notch receivers, guys that have potential to be D1 receivers. And so I kind of wondered, if you've got that much receiving talent, can you really go to the wing T? Well, apparently he's going to do it. We'll see what the roles of those receivers will be. And from what I understand, I believe that Camden may be down one of those top-notch receivers, as he's going to have to undergo some surgery to fix some things, or to fix a thing. And so Camden may not have him right there at the beginning of the year.
Can those receivers run with the football in their hands?
I mean, sure.
Okay. Then they're going to get the football put in their hands, either by running a jet speed sweep or getting the ball dumped to them by the quarterback. But if your playmakers are athletes, you get the ball in their hands, you know. They could become running backs. They could be receivers. Get the ball in the hands of your best playmakers. That's what Jeff Heron does. People say, he runs the wing T. No, he gets the football in the hands of his best players is what Jeff Heron does.
Jamie Felix, the Camden County running back. It's funny you said that, because Jamie Felix, the Camden County running back, he did a photo shoot yesterday for the Southern Sports Edition. He's going to be on the upcoming cover. And he says something very similar to you, that Coach Heron has told everybody he's going to give everybody a chance to get the football, give everybody a chance to get in the end zone. But when it comes crunch time, the guys that he can depend on to have the ball in their hands to make plays are going to get the ball. That's what he told them.
That's been the MO down here for however many years that Coach Heron was here before. Cam is going to run the football. Best players are going to get the football in their hands. How they get it in their hands, who cares? Best players are going to touch the football. That means trouble for for people on the Camden County schedule.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Bennett Auto Group, Peachtree Pest Control, and Cunningham Jewelers.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you, a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
I want you to write this down. What's your problem?
Every time you say that, you can pencil in the opposite. Vegas odds go through the roof to bet for what the opposite of what you're about to say. Go ahead.
I want you to write this down. The Camden County schedule is set up in which what's going to happen, the Wildcats are going to get to the final game of the season. And in that final game of the season, they're going to be hosting Lowndes. That game is going to determine the region champion. Both, that will be a de facto region championship game. Both teams will come into that game undefeated in the region, and the winner takes home the belt.
How many teams have been successful in big-time games coming to Kingsland to play a Jeff Herron coach football team? Not many.
That's a very good point.
Not many. That's what I'm relying on. You know, you talk about coaches, all right? Nick Saban at Alabama. Alabama's got talent. You know that. But when we say Nick Saban on the sidelines, that has an impact on the outcome of the game. Say what you want to mentally. In high school football, in the state of Georgia, especially in South Georgia, when you say we're going to play Camden County and Jeff Herron, that has an impact.
Jason Bishop and Kip Branch, the Bryce Harpers of sports radio, not that talented and overpaid.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
Wedding season is here and you need that perfect gift. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift, no matter your budget. Don't forget that college and high school graduate. Congratulate them for all of their hard work. And Father's Day is just around the corner. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. Golnow's Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golnow's Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golnow's Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's
912-466-7340. Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. I'm Kip, and now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. Thank you, Braves, for finally addressing the bullpen. Watch out, Aaron Rodgers. The Packers have signed Blake Bortles. I say LeBron, you say soft. Does anyone think the Hawks could come out of the East?
No.
We already have a quarterback controversy in Jacksonville.
No,
Lawrence
we don't.
Or Tebow. Eastern Conference Finals, Hawks, Nets, write it down. Write this down too. Shane Green will become the Atlanta Braves closer. Lakers, good luck in the play-in tournament. Jupiter's Legacy on Netflix, smothered in awesome sauce. And these are my thoughts.
Play-in game. Play-in tournament in the NBA.
I like it.
Yeah, Your boy's in it, unless
it's not my boy. I don't. You've been doing this for three years. I think he's a good player.
Stop. Just stop. People can go back. People that listen faithfully to this show know that you're shooting them an absolute line of garbage right now, because anybody that listens to this show knows that every week you're on this show just waving them pom-poms for LeBron James. Now he's soft. Now he's just a good player. Why the change? That's a simple question. Why the change?
There is no change. I felt the same way about him the whole time. It's just the way you want to perceive it. You know, the old Thomas theorem. Your perception of reality becomes reality.
Why? I mean, you are the president of the Southeast Georgia LeBron James fan club.
Which doesn't exist, by the way.
I mean, you're the president.
Okay.
You serve purple Kool-Aid on this show on more than one occasion.
Okay. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by J.C. Strother, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Georgia Sea Grill, and by M&B Liquors.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there, too, with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
M&B will staff your party with everything that you need so that you and LeBron can eat chips watching the NBA Finals.
I mean, that's what you'll do. I mean, you'll probably make some purple Kool-Aid, probably spike it with something from M&B, and y'all sit there and y'all just sit around and reminisce about losing 7 or 8 NBA finals.
Okay. So the Atlanta Braves have re-signed Shane Green. Will Smith, I guess, like, he has come in and been a decent closer, but it seems like every time, I can only recall one outing that he's had where he's had a clean ninth. Every other time he's got base runners all over the place. He's blown a couple of saves. I'm telling you right now, Shane Green's going to come in, and once he finds his footing, he's going to look great. And probably by the All-Star break, Shane Green is going to be the Atlanta Braves closer with 15 saves.
How long is it going to take him to get ready to pitch?
To pitch, I'm going to say 2 weeks. To pitch effectively, he's probably looking at a month, right? Like, to being dominant. Shane Green, a month.
Okay. This is good news, because that bullpen.
That's what I do.
It's been pathetic. Pathetic.
The bringer. That's actually my nickname. Bringer of good news.
Bringer of good news.
Yep.
That is good news for Braves fans that the Braves have signed Shane Green. I don't know what they signed him for. I didn't see the details, but he's under contract. He's got to get ready to pitch, and that's just a welcome sight based upon what we have been seeing from that unit lately. Well, the whole season.
And the great, I think really the important thing is that by signing Shane Green, regardless of what happens in the ninth inning as who's closing and who's not closing, what happens is you get A.J. Minter, guys like A.J. Minter, guys like Luke Jackson out of late inning situations and push them back more toward the sixth and seventh innings and get them out of those high leverage, high pressure types of situations in those types of games. And instead you'd have guys like Matzik, which I think he can do it, Shane Green, Will Smith, Chris Martin pitching in those situations.
Will Smith's an eight in, he's the eighth inning guy. If you have to have somebody come in to get to Shane Green, then there you go. That's Will Smith's role. He's not a closer. He's not a guy that's going to come in and shut the door. This is welcome news by Braves fans.
Yeah. So, Kip, you were telling me something before we went on the air that just blew my mind. I wasn't aware of it, so obviously, you know, somehow it didn't make my radar, which most everything does. But the situation in Valdosta, as most of you know, Rush Probst is no longer the head coach over there. And so there was a meeting scheduled to, you tell the story, Kip.
You know, Valdosta school board fired Russ Probst on a 5-3 vote a couple of weeks ago. He was relieved of his football duties. Story broke last week by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution that the Valdosta school board was called a special meeting to revisit the firing of Russ Probst. Then it was reported yesterday that the Valdosta school board canceled that meeting, and apparently they didn't have the votes in place to revisit the vote on firing him again. So I guess that meeting will be postponed until whoever is running the show over there can get enough votes to get him reinstated as head football coach. I don't know.
So the point of what Kip is telling you is there is a groundswell movement over there. There are people over in Valdosta that are trying to push to get Rush Probst reinstated as the head football coach. And my question is, GHSA, I'm talking to you. Why is this even on the table?
Well, the Valdosta school system, they have an elected board. They can do whatever it is they want to do. They fired the head coach. They put him on administrative leave while the investigation was going on. Investigation did not go in Valdosta's favor. The 2021 Wildcats will not play in the postseason, and they've had four players ruled ineligible for this upcoming football season. They appealed that, and that failed. And then they fired Russ Probst. And now, according to reports out of Valdosta, there was a groundswell movement to try to overturn that. And then that meeting was called off. So the latest saga of the Valdosta High School System School Board is playing out in front of the entire state's eyes.
Which brings me full circle back to what I was saying. GHSA, why is this even on the table? Suspend the man indefinitely and make it to where he cannot coach in the state of Georgia, and then we don't have to worry about this kind of crap.
This is what happens with people who are proud and their pride gets in the way. And you've just summed it up in a nutshell.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, actually from down here.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family. Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Well, it has finally come, the day we get to see the new look Camden County Wildcats take the field. The Wildcats will play their spring game Tuesday night at 6 p.m. All indications are that Coach Jeff Herron is going to reinstall the wing tee offense and get back to tough, physical, smash-mouth football. That game can be heard right here on K-Bay, by the way. Pre-game starts at 5:30, and myself and Lawton Teston will have the call. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Give the Southern Sports Edition a like on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards. Accept no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Faithful listening audience is chiming in and getting on Kip and telling him that Tim Tebow does indeed have wins in the NFL and has won a playoff game. Now, I'll turn this segment over to Kip in a minute, but I'm just telling you right now, I want you to listen to what I'm saying. You've got a quarterback in Jacksonville that's never thrown a pass in the NFL, never taken a snap, and then you've got another guy on your roster who has played the NFL, won games in the NFL, and has won playoff games in the NFL. At quarterback. I just want, you know.
He's not on the roster yet. He's, you know.
They've signed him.
Waiting for him to sign. And, you know, we'll get to that here on this list coming up. But, yeah, I mean, Tim Tebow has a playoff victory over the Pittsburgh Steelers.
That's right. And so don't be shocked when the Jacksonville Jaguars name their starter at quarterback.
You won't be shocked. I mean, you're using these big words. Like I told you during the break, it's been known since the Jaguars secured the number one pick last football season before the season ended who was going to be their starter next year. So it won't be a shock to anyone. So thank you.
Kip's butt hurt segment where I just have to let go of the show.
Number five on the butt. Turn that down a little bit. That's too loud. Number five on the butt hurt list. We talked about it a little bit in the last segment. Valdosta High football. What an absolute colossal raging dumpster fire they have over there in Valdosta, Georgia, Jason. And to top it all off, they go out after they fire Rush, they hire an interim coach, then hire him as the full-time coach, and then you're talking about revisiting the Rush situation when you already have a full-time head coach at Valdosta High School.
Well, what I don't understand is when you say they didn't get enough votes to revisit the vote, well, wouldn't the vote revisit be the same vote that said to fire him? Still 5-3?
Unless they feel like they've got somebody that's willing to go in the other direction. Why would you call a meeting unless you thought you had that? And why would you then cancel that meeting? Because then you realize you didn't have those votes. Okay. Number four on the butt hurt list this week, Jason. Reality's starting to set in for this franchise, this story franchise. And I don't know how they're going to respond to it. So I'm going ahead and put them on the butt hurt list. That's the Green Bay Packers.
Mm-hmm.
They're about to lose a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
They're about to lose a quarterback that's going to go to another NFL franchise that's on the verge or maybe already a contender and make them a Super Bowl contender.
Mm-hmm.
And the Green Bay Packers are going to have Jordan Love as their starting quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to go 5-11.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Green Bay Packers, your new reality could be upon you soon. And you probably will be a frequent, and I mean frequent, visitor to the Kip Branch Butthurt List.
Let me tell you some more reality. And all the quarterbacks that have played for Green Bay, and there have been some good ones, Aaron Rodgers is the best of the group.
He's good.
Okay.
Number three on the butt hurt list, this whole Tim Tebow situation, Jason.
Starter.
Has got people up in arms on some of the national sports talk radio shows. You hear the talking heads on TV, and they want to throw in this comparison. Why is Tim Tebow getting a shot and Colin Kaepernick's not getting a shot in the NFL? Well, let me clear some things up real quick. Colin Kaepernick could have went to the Denver Broncos. There was a trade in place for Colin Kaepernick to go play for the Denver Broncos, but he did not want to be the backup quarterback. The Denver Broncos were going to pay Colin Kaepernick $7 million a year to be their backup quarterback, and he refused the trade. Number two, Colin Kaepernick was on the verge of getting signed by the Baltimore Ravens in 2018. Then his girlfriend put out a tweet about the owner of the Baltimore Ravens, and that fell through. So all you people out there that are saying, why is Tim Tebow getting a shot and Colin Kaepernick is not getting a shot, and you want to play that little card that you want to play, you need to do some research and know the facts. Now, if Jacksonville wants to sign Tim Tebow and bring him in and let him compete for a tight end job on the roster, that's up to the Jacksonville Jaguars. It has nothing to do with the card that people try to play in society nowadays. So enough on that. Butt hurt list, talking heads, stop trying to pit people against people.
Also, Kaepernick had an open tryout in which he did not show up for.
Well, he changed the location at the last minute, and then, you know, he went through the tryout and nobody signed him, which told them that he had lost a little bit. So,
okay.
Colin Kaepernick's had opportunities to play in the NFL in the last 5 years. He's not taking up those opportunities. Number two on the butt hurt list, Jason. The Minnesota Twins. I say this because a lot of people were picking the Twins to have a good season and go deep in the playoffs in the American League. And their claim to fame today, which got them on the butt hurt list, They're 12-24, and they have the worst record in all of Major League Baseball.
Josh Donaldson has the worst hair in all of Major League Baseball. Have you seen that thing? A dyed blonde mullet with the sides of his head shaved.
Well, he had one in Atlanta.
That's ugly. But yeah, but that was different.
But he produced when he was in Atlanta, so it was okay. Twins are 12-24. They got too much talent on that team to be this bad, and that's why they get on the butthurt list. Number one on the butthurt list, it's mid-May, Jason. The Atlanta Braves are 18-20.
Bullpen.
I didn't see this, and I know they've made some, they signed Shane Green, but I never thought through 40 games this team would be under 500.
They are.
Going into this season. It's a little disappointing so far, and the Braves are number one on the butthurt list, and they better turn it around because you don't want to get too far. But they're three games out right now, and if that thing gets to 7, 8, 9 games before they get their act together, it could be too late.
40 games, typically the mark where you kind of look at things and say, this is where we are. But with Atlanta, I think it's a little different because the bullpen's been so atrocious. You just got Chris Martin back. You lost him the first week of the season. You just got him back, and now you got Shane Green on the way. Those are two key cogs at the end of the game in the bullpen. So I think that the Atlanta Braves, despite that we're at 40 games, probably going to show a little bit better than what we've seen.
Let's hope so.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simon's is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simon's since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there, too, with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGI Strike Zone. GeorgiaSeaGrill.com.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, GeorgiaSeaGrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
On the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios. Now joining me from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, Dr. Bo Sasser. Dr. Sasser, thank you for coming on and taking the time with us.
Hey, no problem. It's great to be here.
All right, so NCAA tournament time. I want to circle back at the end and ask you who you got, because Kip's going to change his answer. Back on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media.
Well, that obviously is dated, so we'll move on. We talked to Dr. Sasser about Travis d'Arnaud and what was going on with his injury. Obviously, the audio file did not get uploaded properly. That's probably on me. But nonetheless, we talked about d'Arnaud being gone. Thumb injury. Maybe by the All-Star break we'll have him back. And just talked about his rehab, stuff like that. Again, that was Dr. Sasser that joined us for that interview from Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery, who's a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. I've been trying to tell Kip, if you've got a quarterback that's got experience, has got wins in the NFL, he's won playoff games in the NFL, a guy that you trust as your quarterback versus a guy who's never thrown a pass in the NFL, your job as the coach is to win games. So which guy in that situation wins you football games? Do you trust more? My answer is the guy that's got experience.
Gardner Minshew? Is that who you're talking about?
No.
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about the guy that the Jaguars just signed.
Minshew's been their
starting quarterback. Quarterback experience in the NFL. Oh. Nonetheless, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Divine Jiu-Jitsu Camden, Jets Pharmacy, Parker's, and by Belinda Thomas Realty.
It's finally here. Divine Jiu-Jitsu Camden. Divine Jiu-Jitsu Camden, located just down the road from you at 4515 Highway 40 East in St. Mary's, next door to Mona Faye Salon. Kid and adult jiu-jitsu training, self-defense, fitness classes, and more. Get trained by two Divine black belts. Private lessons available. Divine Jiu-Jitsu Camden. Check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 912-577-8552.
The Jacksonville Jaguars are going to need somebody to help them win games because they have a brutal, brutal schedule.
Tough.
I mean, I would think that them having the worst record in the NFL, their schedule would have been a little easier, but it's not. I've got them going 2-15. I might give them 4-13 if they go with Tebow as the starter.
Go through the okay. Go through the schedule.
All right. Well, they're on the road at the Texans.
1-0.
Okay. Then they're at home against the Broncos.
2-0. With Trevor Lawrence as quarterback.
Okay. So this is what we're going to do. Okay. Yeah. All right. Cardinals at Jaguars.
That might be a pick 'em.
Pick 'em.
That could be. I mean, Cardinals are on the road. Long plane ride to Jacksonville. Trevor Lawrence, sold out crowd. Tebow on the roster. Seats are full. 3-0, Jaguars.
I see what you're doing here. I see what you're doing. I completely see through you. Jaguars at Bengals.
4-0 Jacksonville.
Yeah, I completely see what you're doing right now. Titans at Jaguars.
They can't beat the Titans. They could have an all-time NFL all-pro roster and lose to the Titans. 4-1
Dolphins at Jaguars.
Tua, Trevor. Give me Trevor any day. 5-1 Jaguars.
This is so blatant, it's comical. Jaguars at Seahawks, Kip.
5-2
Okay. A little bit of reality. Bills at Jaguars.
5-3
Colts at Jaguars at Colts.
5-4
49ers at Jaguars.
6-4
Falcons at Jaguars.
7-4 Jacksonville gets one at home against the Falcons.
Okay. Jaguars at Rams.
7-5
Jaguars at Titans.
7-6
Texans at Jaguars.
8-6
Jaguars at Jets.
9-6
Jaguars at Patriots.
9-7
And Colts at Jaguars.
10-7 Jacksonville. Battling for a wild card.
10-7 He's got...
Okay. Trevor Lawrence, right. NFL Rookie of the Year. Throws for close to 5,000 yards.
Who's he going to throw the ball to?
They got receivers.
Okay.
They got running backs.
I'm going 2-15 and then they end up with the number one pick again, and they draft an offensive lineman.
10-7 9-8 Nice rebuilding year. Trevor Lawrence establishes himself as a top-tier quarterback in the NFL, and then this thing really takes off for Urban Meyer, Trevor Lawrence, and the Jacksonville Jaguars.
See, I see what you're doing here. So this is the difference between me and Kip as far as who you should listen to and the realities of situations on this show. I'm telling you that the Jacksonville Jaguars are in rebuild mode, and they're moving in the right direction, I think, but they're not very good, and they have a tough schedule. And I'm giving you the reality of things. 2-15 is what I see them doing. Maybe they'll do better, but even if they do, I think 4 wins is really probably the ceiling that we should be looking for at this team. Kip is sitting here telling you that they are a playoff team.
No, I'm not. I'm sitting here telling you that they are a middle-of-the-pack team, 9-8, 10-7, probably not good enough to get in the playoffs, but Jacksonville is going to be a place with Urban Meyer, who is an elite coach, by the way. Urban Meyer is an elite coach. Trevor Lawrence is going to be an elite quarterback, and within 5 years, Trevor Lawrence will be the best quarterback in the NFL.
You do understand that no NFL team ever has had more than a 6-game turnaround from one season to the next. And you're picking the Jaguars, who have a 9-game turnaround.
Trevor Lawrence, elite generational talent. Urban Meyer, one of the top maybe 10 coaches in college football of all time. He's coming to the NFL.
College.
And he's going to win, and he's going to win big.
College. How many games has Urban Meyer won in the NFL? Tell me.
None.
Okay. How many games has Trevor Lawrence won in the NFL?
None.
How many games has Tim Tebow won in the NFL?
I don't know.
More than Trevor Lawrence.
It is finally here. Divine Jiu-Jitsu Camden, located just down the road from you at 4515 Highway 40 East in St. Mary's, next door to Mona Faye Salon. Kid and adult jiu-jitsu training, self-defense, fitness classes, and more. Get trained by 2 Divine Black Belts. Private lessons available. Divine Jiu-Jitsu Camden. Check us out on Facebook or give us a call. 912-577-8552.
Wedding season is here, and you need that perfect gift. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift, no matter your budget. Don't forget that college and high school graduate. Congratulate them for all of their hard work, and Father's Day is just around the corner. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Termite swarm season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to PeachtreePest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards. Accept no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
It's been a fun-filled day on the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch, as I guess most days are when you have to deal with Kit Branch and the nonsense.
I mean, I don't get the just disrespect for the Jacksonville Jaguars. I mean,
here we go. This is what he does. Every time I say something that he doesn't like, he then throws me to the wolves and say that I'm disrespecting somebody. This is a defense mechanism. He's done it for years.
I just don't get it. I mean, you're sitting here, Trevor Lawrence, the highest-rated quarterback ever to come out of college, and you're sitting here talking about 2-15. And Urban Meyer, 9 games he lost total in however many years he was at Ohio. Come on, man.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios is brought to you by Golden House Collision, Nats Landing, and by Georgia Farm Bureau.
Some insurance companies seem to think you're only worth 15 minutes of their time. At Georgia Farm Bureau, they know better. Your local Farm Bureau agent would take the time to make sure your coverage is exactly what you need. Georgia Farm Bureau offers a wide range of insurance products, including auto, home, and life, along with fast, fair clearing service. They're dedicated to providing you the service you deserve, the expertise you expect, and the peace of mind you need. Come on by and see John, Font, Jeff, and Scott at your local Glen County Farm Bureau. Give them a call, 912-265-9175.
What you're trying to tell me is that you think the Jaguars are going to contend for a playoff spot. I mean, I just want to be clear.
I don't think they play in a very good division.
Okay.
I think the Titans are the cream of the crop in the division.
Uh-huh.
And I think that they can compete with the other teams in that division.
Well, of course, the NFL released their schedule. The other schedule that I think kind of draws our attention is the Atlanta Falcons. I've got the Atlanta Falcons at 11-6 and being in the playoffs.
Okay.
Do you want to run down their schedule?
Sure.
All right. He's going to do the same thing he did with the Jaguars. Guarantee it. Mark my words. All right, ready, Kip?
I'm ready.
All right. Eagles at Falcons.
1-0.
Falcons at Bucks.
1-1.
Falcons at Giants.
1-2.
Washington at Falcons.
1-3.
You're doing, this is ridiculous. He's just doing this because I said they'd make the playoffs.
Giants are going to be tough. They got Barkley back. They're going to be better.
Jets at Falcons.
2-3.
Falcons at Dolphins.
Matt Ryan or Tua. 3-3.
Panthers at Falcons.
4-3.
Falcons at Saints.
5-3.
Falcons at Cowboys.
5-4.
Patriots at Falcons.
5-5.
Falcons at Jaguars.
5-6. Man, you talking about Trevor Lawrence.
What are we doing here? Bucks at Falcons.
5-7.
Falcons at Panthers.
6-7.
Falcons at 49ers.
They can't win on the West Coast. 6-8.
Lions at Falcons.
7-8.
Falcons at Bills.
7-9.
Saints at Falcons.
8-9.
You're okay. So I've got the Falcons going 11-6. You've got them under 500. I've got the Jaguars at 2-15, and you've got them getting into the playoffs.
No, I don't. I never said the Jaguars would get in the playoffs at 9-8 or 10-7. I don't think they will. I don't think that record's going to be good enough. The AFC is light years better than the NFC. There's better teams overall in the AFC, but the Falcons, Matt Ryan's, you know, he's on his last legs. Can they protect him? He can't move in the pocket. I mean, they got Kyle Pitts, who was the best tight end in the draft. I'm hoping that, you know, extends Matt's career a couple of years. If they can't get the ball to Pitts and Calvin Ridley and, you know, Julio and can't protect Ryan, they're not going to make the playoffs.
The Atlanta Falcons are loaded with talent on the offensive side of the ball. I think they got a little better on the offensive line, which is going to make them even that much better. And then what they also did in the draft is they addressed some defensive positions that I think they needed to address. And I thought they had a pretty decent draft. I think they upgraded their defense from being below average to maybe a skosh above average. And I think that's going to be enough to get them in the playoffs. And if you put Matt Ryan in the playoffs, all bets are off. Anything can happen.
I mean, I've seen him blow a 25-point Super Bowl lead. Yeah, you're right. All bets are off. Anything can happen.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by Ops, the Strike Zone, and Pristine Water.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water will also service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine Master Roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive. Matt Ryan can't move. Let's get that straight. The Atlanta Falcons offensive line is not very good. Did they address that in the draft?
They drafted an offensive lineman.
Okay, they cannot. Matt Ryan is like a sitting duck behind center right now. He can't move. You put pressure on him. They play in a division with the Super Bowl champions. They're not beating them. Carolina's up and coming. New Orleans has to find a quarterback after Drew Brees. You know, and the Falcons, they can't go out. They're not going to go on the road and beat somebody like the 49ers. They're not going to Jacksonville to beat Urban Meyer. They're not going to Jacksonville beating Trevor Lawrence. I mean, you're talking about 5 years from now, you're talking about a dynasty in Jacksonville. It's going to start being created this year. Atlanta Falcons, that's yesterday's news. I mean, name me a team, Jason. Here's a trivia question for you. Who blew the biggest lead in Super Bowl history?
The answer to that trivia question, I've just shut my mouth because
I'm asking you a question.
Everybody knows the answer to that question that's listening to the show, so I don't even feel, you know, like it's.
And you're sitting here. You got the audacity.
To
tell our listeners.
That
when Matt Ryan gets in the playoffs, anything can happen.
That is because that's the truth. He's an elite quarterback.
We saw that in the Super Bowl a few years ago.
Well, it wasn't completely on him, but
he's the MVP of the league that year.
That's right.
What happened? He got anything to show for it?
He's got an MVP award and a trophy that says I was an MVP.
All right. I mean, he's got the same amount of MVPs as he's got the same amount of Super Bowl rings as Trevor Lawrence, correct? Right?
I'm not dignifying that with the response that you want me to give you.
The answer is zero.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume. Number one in new cars. Number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need. Auto, home, life, even banking all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off Exit 29 on I-95.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And of course, go Dawgs!